Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, good morning. Good morning and good morning. Order my steps in your word. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing. Father, I pray, order our steps in your word. Please order our steps in your word. Humbly, we ask thee to teach us your will. While you are working, Father, help us be still. Though Satan is busy, Father, you are real. Bridle our tongue. Let our words edify. Let the words of our mouths be acceptable in thy sight. Take charge of our thoughts, both day and night. Father, we want to walk worthy our calling to fulfill. Please, Father, order our steps in your word, and we'll do your blessed will. Father, please order our steps in your word. Guide our feet in your word. Wash our heart in your word. Show us how to walk in your word. Show us how to talk in your word. When we need a brand new song to sing, show us how to let your praises ring. Father, order our steps in your word. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. I get excited when I think of the goodness of the Lord. When I think about the Lord and all he's done for me, my soul cries hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I thank God this morning that I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. Amen. On this journey for no other reason but to see that his glory is manifested through this life. I thank God for saving me. Anybody excited and grateful that God saved them on this morning? Amen. Anybody excited that God saved them, picked them up out of the miry clay, plant their feet on planted your feet, my feet on solid ground? Amen. And gave us a mind to want to run on. I'm excited about Jesus on this morning. I know it's early, but you know what? I thank God. I thank God because guess what? The joy of the Lord is my strength. I thank God. I thank God. And I thank him over and over again. So you know what? Before we go any place this morning, let him know that you're grateful. Let him know that you thank him for waking you up this morning and giving you a mind to want to run on. Amen. Let him know that you're grateful for another day, another opportunity. Some didn't make it on this side of the day, so let's not take it for granted. Amen. God, we thank you. You're worthy. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Father. Yes, you are. Great God that you are. Great God that you are. You're worthy. You're worthy, Father, to be praised. I exalt you, lift you up, and magnify your name. Oh, God.
I thank you, oh, God, for this day.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. You are faithful, God. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your faithfulness, Father. Thank you. Great is thy faithfulness. Ah, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Ah, Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. For great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Ah. So, Father, we thank you this morning. We give you praise and we give you glory. Father, we thank you this morning because you are God and God all by yourself. Besides you, there is no other. So, Father, we thank you for this January 8th, 2026, a day that we have never seen before, a day that we would not be able to repeat. So, Father, while you have given us the privilege of being part of this day, this moment, Father, we choose to thank you and bless your holy name. We choose to exalt you and lift you up. God, we exalt you above everything that's going on in our lives. Father, we've
these next 25, 20 minutes or whatever, we choose to forget everything that's trying to come against us. We choose to come into alignment. Come on. Come into alignment with what you have for us on this morning. Father, we posture ourselves. We poise our hearts toward you, oh God, that we may connect with you and connect with our sisters and brothers in the spirit. Father, we choose to let go of everything else in these moments, that we may make a divine connection in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you and thank you for joining us this morning. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. We choose to continue to rejoice. Thank you for being part of 5 a.m., 4 a.m. prayer this morning. Amen. And those of you that have been with us this week, you know that this year, our focus reset, refocus, and reignite. Reset, refocus, reignite. Amen. Reset, refocus, reignite. And we're starting in January simply with this. Y'all know what? Let me say this. I'm so excited. I'm making myself breathe and pause. You know that on Monday we talked about pausing? I am so excited. I woke up with an expectancy of the Lord on today. I don't know what today holds, but you know what I do know? I know who holds the day. And because I know who holds the day, I am so excited about today, a day that he has granted us. Amen. I'm excited about today. So this year, reset, refocus, reignite as we answer in the call to formation. And so this month we're starting that simply with, Holy Ghost. Today we're doing order my steps. I know, come on, I got my notes here, y'all, but my mind is, I want to go someplace, and I'm trying to stay on course, amen. So, Father, if you need to disrupt or interrupt, you do whatever you need to do, amen. Reset, refocus, reignite. Answering the call begins, amen, with us coming into alignment. Today we just go into alignment, y'all. Monday we came out with divine interruption, amen, divine interruption. Today we step into alignment, amen. So after the interruption, let me stay on course. After the interruption, after the divine disruption, where God clears what cannot go forward, then through formation on yesterday, where he shapes who we are becoming, now through alignment, he places us where he formed in us can be activated. Alignment answers the question, where does who God is forming in me belong? So let me just go one more time with that. Okay, Holy Ghost. So after the divine interruption and disruption, where God clears what cannot go forward, yesterday, through formation, he began to shape who we are becoming. And so now, through alignment, he places us where what he formed in us can be activated. I hope you all see the progression of the journey, amen, to becoming who God called us to become, amen. So alignment answers the question, where does who God is forming in me belong? And so as we listen to the lyrics, the song this morning, Order My Steps, alignment, we understand that alignment is not about how fast or how much of control, but it's more about if you listen to the song, it's about submission and positioning. Order my steps. So that's about submission and positioning, right? After interruption, disruption, and formation, now we're here at this place where we say, Lord, Jesus, I'm ready to walk where you place me. I'm ready to walk where you place me. I hope you get it. So after the interruption, the disruption, and the formation began, right? We're ready to say, Father, I'm ready to walk where you place me. So order my steps. I don't want to move ahead of you. I don't want to lag behind you. I want my steps to match your will. As Mother Mosey prepares to come on this morning, let us know that alignment is not just knowing God's purpose, but it's agreeing to, listen to this, it's agreeing to be positioned by him even when the path feels unfamiliar, even when the path feels unfamiliar. Father, I'm ready to walk where you place me. And so be mindful that he may call us to take some steps that we are uncomfortable with, that just this out of the ordinary, but our posture is to trust him with every single step. Father, order our steps in your word. Order our steps. Take charge of our thoughts both day and night. Father, order our steps in your word. Guide our feet. Wash our heart. Show us how to walk. Show us how to talk. When we need a brand new song to sing, when we need something to lift our spirits, Father, when we feel ourselves going to a place that's not necessarily a place of joy, Father, show us how to let your praises ring in spite of how we feel. Y'all, I'm expecting. I'm excited about Jesus. Amen. Father, order our steps. We're ready to walk where you place us. And my prayer, my sisters and my brothers, is that you are at a place that you can honestly, earnestly say, Lord, I'm ready to walk where you place me. Come hell or high water, I'm ready to walk where you place me, because I know if you lead me, guide me, direct me, all is well. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ready to walk where you place us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
God be the glory this morning.
Come on, Mother.
God, I invite God into this prayer with us.
Come on.
I invite God into the understanding that we have gotten this week. I invite God into everything and all things. Because when they went for the wall of Jericho to fall, they sent praise first.
Mm-hmm.
When we give God praise, when we bring him in with praise, honoring him, letting him know what he is to us and what we are to him, then we know that the prayers that we send forth will come forth, that
come
he hears and he honors the prayers. I thank and I praise the Lord this morning. As I was reading the scripture this morning, it says that the scripture is Psalms 37, 23 and 24. A person's steps are established by the Lord,
and
he takes pleasure in his way. Though he falls, he will not be overwhelmed, because the Lord supports him with his hand. God's children will not be abandoned. Instead, he is generous to them, so that they in turn are blessings to others.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes to Proverbs 3 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
And it says in Proverbs 3 and 6 that the Hebrew word for trust means to lie down or to put your entire weight on something.
Come on.
When you
come
go to sleep, you will lie down on your bed because you believe it is strong enough to hold you with all your heart. Means entirely, without exception. So in essence, God said, trust me completely.
Yeah.
I sustain you. Your own understanding won't support you. And all your ways know him. It is an umbrella statement covering anything having to do with your life. Pleasing God in all things is to become your goal.
Come on.
Know God in all your ways, and by prayerfully consulting his word, when you allow God in all you do, he will make your path straight. Mm-hmm. God can remove obstacles and even put a path through the woods. Just like he made a path in the wilderness for the children of Israel, he makes paths for us each and mm-hmm. every day. And mm-hmm. to be aligned with the Lord is to be aligned with his word.
Come on.
To be thankful, to be strengthening.
Mm-hmm.
To love, as the word says, to love, that our praise will always be a part of our testimony.
Yes,
to pray without ceasing, to acknowledge your ways in with everything. When I get up in the morning and I begin to pray, I say that if it be thy will, acknowledge him in all thy ways.
Come on.
And the first thing I say is, good morning, Father.
Good morning,
thank you for
Lord.
Your grace. Good morning, Son of God. Thank you for your salvation. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you for leading and guiding me. Thank you for good morning anointing. Thank you for your anointing.
Yes.
Anoint me afresh this morning. Good morning, my personal angel that watches over me and my family, my children. Protect us from any hurt, harm, or danger. Good morning, peace. Thank you for the peace of God. Good morning, Word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for trust. Thank you for faith. Thank you for agape love. Father, instill these three holy qualities in my life as I walk with the Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you can walk with the Trinity is to be aligned with our God.
Thank
we
you,
have
Jesus.
To be aligned. It says, order my steps in your word. Bridget said yesterday to put on the armor of God. It may have been Mary. But this morning, we're going to ask God to gird us about with truth, with the belt of truth.
Come
we're
going
to ask him to shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We're going to ask him to give to us the breastplate of righteousness and take the shield of faith. Crown our heads with the helmet of salvation and give to us the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Because we come not to fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. We come, Lord God, to be aligned with you, to do, to be a part of the army that you have aligned. And we ask that you order our steps, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We're asking to be aligned with whatever it is that you have ordered for us, whatever it is that you have prepared for us, whatever it is that has in this last year, toward the end of the year, the Lord prepared me in a way that I never thought I would
Come
be
on,
prepared
mother.
For anything. I went and I had an exam and a mammogram. And in that mammogram, for years, I've always had to go back and have another mammogram on one particular breast. And when they told me that I had to come back,
on,
it did not excite me. I didn't feel any kind of way because it had happened time and time again. But when I went this time, they told me that they had found something and that I would have to have a biopsy. And I've never gone that far, but I still was not that concerned. And all because they were talking about how small it was. But when I went and they called me back and the biopsy was positive, I began to think, I began to kind of shake a little bit. But as we walked out of the office, my daughter did not look at me. She just kept walking and she said, Mama. I said, Jennifer, you know what? I said, I am good with this. I said, I cannot tell you. I said, I have a peace that I really can't explain to anybody. But in the midst of all of that, when I went to have an MRI, they found a spot in the other breast. So when I had to go and I had to have a biopsy in that breast before they proceeded with the first. But praise be to God, one came back negative. I thank and I praise the Lord. But what I am trying to tell you, I realized this was something that the Lord had ordered for me. This is something that I had to go through, but I had to go through trusting only in him.
Come
I could not trust in what anybody was telling me. I could not trust what the doctor said when they were talking about it being small, when they was talking about how it might come out. I had to trust and give God everything that I know that He and He alone. When He says, when He tells you, when He's whatever He tells you, however He tells you, I know that I had to remember that God is good.
Come on.
That He would never leave me. That He would never forsake me.
Come on.
I had to believe that He said that as I walked through the valley, the shadow of death,
come on,
that He would be with me. I had to believe that it was Him that was leading me in the path that I was going.
Come on.
I had to believe God like I've never had to believe Him
come on.
Before.
Come on, Mother.
I just thank Him. I thank Him for how He had aligned me in my life
That's
to
it.
Know that He is the author and the finisher of my faith.
Yes,
that
yes,
He is
yes.
the King of Kings. That He is the Lord of Lords. That He is an awesome God. To believe that His love for me was greater than anything else.
Come
no
on,
matter what happened. What I had to go through, whatever this was to take me through, I had to go with knowing that He was ordering my steps.
Come on.
I had to know that this
Come
is
on.
Something that He has said, that you're
Thank
strong
you,
enough to go through.
Come on.
That you are prepared to go through this. That you have the knowledge and the understanding of knowing me as you go through. As your Father, as your friend, as your Lord, your beginning and your ending, your first and your last. I had to know this as I went through. So when they told me surgery, when I had the surgery and I came out and I went to my surgeon and she told me, she said, Linda, she said, I don't think. She said, your oncologist is the only one that can take. But I don't even think you're going to have chemotherapy. You will not even have to have radiation. Do you know how I felt to know that the God that had been with me, the peace that He had given me.
Come on.
I say it and I give my testimony to you this morning to tell
yes, Lord Jesus.
That if you are aligned,
there
if you let God disrupt you, but
Come
you
on.
Still yet follow,
That's it.
Follow the steps that He ordered for you as you go through everything. I had on my phone to go so I can tell you that as your divine interruption comes, He gets your attention. The divine disruption. He wants to arrange something within you. Because my favorite scripture says always, be anxious for nothing but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto the Lord, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep
Lord
your
Jesus.
Heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Now, I'm telling you, I have prayed it. I am 77 years old. I have prayed that prayer. I have prayed that prayer, but you know what? He let me walk in it. And I thank Him. When we allow Him to order our steps,
yes,
the
Lord
formation,
Jesus.
He is shaping you.
Come
he
on.
Is shaping you. He
Come
is
on.
Our ending and our beginning.
Yes, Lord
he
Jesus.
He knows the ending at the very beginning.
So
He is beginning us to shape you. It's everything that has been prayed this week. He's shaping you to be aligned. I pray, my prayer is that you ask the Lord to give you, to bring back everything that you have heard this week.
Come
that
on.
You may be aligned to do whatever it is that is coming your
Lord
way.
Jesus. Yes,
my
Lord
prayer
Jesus.
This morning is bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and
Come
every
on.
Soul that is in you. Father God, I thank you and I praise you for each
thank
and
you,
every
Jesus.
One that is listening, for each and every one that has found time to be on the line this week. Lord God, in the name of Jesus,
in
you have spoken boldly. You are ordering our steps. through the prayers that have come through this week.
Yes.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask that you say it again to each one of us in our heads, in our minds that go through the day. Repeat it. Say it again, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, because only you can be, can align us, and to be aligned with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father
Thank
God,
you, Jesus.
We can understand that there is nothing greater than our Lord. There is nothing. You know what? It takes the sting out of death. Some people, Lord, right away, they go to think about death when something comes up, but Lord God, you're greater. You're the one that was, that died, the one that was buried, and the one that was resurrected. If we live with you, if we abide in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, there is no death that can
come us on, come on, come on.
In you, we go to sleep, Lord God, just to wake up again. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we don't have to fear, for we are aligned with you.
Yes,
we are aligned with your word because we allow you to order our steps. We
Thank
allow
you,
you, Lord God, to tell
Thank
us how
you,
to love. We allow you to give to us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We ask for you, Lord God, and thank you for the grace and the mercy that you present to us with each and every waking day. We thank you and we praise you for the breath that is breathed in our, within us each and every day. Father, I thank you and I praise
you.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, my prayer is different. My understanding is different. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, because your word tells us that you love us. Nothing can separate us from your love.
Yes.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, but can we separate from you? Can we walk away from you? Lord, because when we walk away looking at you. We don't turn our backs and walk away. We walk, we walk away looking at you. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, let us hear you call, come unto me. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for where you are is where we need to be.
Yes,
as we ask this morning, Lord God, as you order our steps, Lord, be a lamp unto our feet, the light unto our path,
yes,
Lord, that we may
yes,
see
Lord
clearly,
Jesus.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, how to make the steps, Lord, and we can always do it through your word. So I thank and I praise you, Lord God. I don't know if I can fall alignment or alignment for a lot, but I tell you that if you just let the Lord say the word disruption.
Come on.
Divine disruption.
Thank you, Jesus.
Interruption. Let him repeat formation.
Yes.
To you,
yes.
You will know how to be aligned
Hallelujah.
With him. I thank you and I praise you this morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. 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 Great God that you are. Great God that you are. The faithful and mighty God that you are. To God be the glory. Oh, we worship you this morning, Father. We give you praise. We glorify you. Thank you for being God. Thank you for being the God that sits high and look low. God, thank you for being such a faithful, mighty God. We thank you, God, that there is nothing that's too hard for you. There is nothing that's impossible. Your hand is not too short that it can reach us and touch us. God, we thank you for divine interruption, divine disruption. God, we thank you for formation, and God, we thank you for alignment. God, we thank you for alignment when our hearts are submitted to you, our minds agree with you, and our steps move with you. We thank you for alignment, Father. Thank you that you are putting us in the right place at the right time with the right posture and for the right purpose. Thank you, God, for alignment. Alignment, God, thank you for aligning our hearts. Amen. Thank you for aligning our steps. Thank you for aligning us, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you, God, that because of alignment, you allow us to go through the fire and not be burned. God, thank you for alignment. You allow us to go through the fire. God, we come out not even smelling like smoke, but we come out singing praises to your name. God, we thank you for divine interruption, disruption, formation, alignment. Order our steps in your word. Take charge of our thoughts. Take charge of our life, both day and night. I thank you for Mother Mosley, a life that's aligned, the example of what it looks like when a life is aligned with you. How we walk through the trials and the disruptions and the interruptions, how we walk through them, Father, because of the alignment we have for you when we know you for ourselves, Father. Thank you for the example of Mother's life, God, that submitted to you. Thank you, Father, for the example. And we praise you for bringing her to this side, that she may be a living witness and testimony of who you are. Great God that you are. Great God that you are. We honor you and we bless you and we magnify you. Give you all the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor as you continue to order our steps. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody want to briefly share as we conclude?
I'd like to say, my prayer, you prayed everything that I was going to, but I am sorry, when I got to tell my testimony, I just began to just be overwhelmed what I know that the Lord has done. And I think that's what he wants us to do, to look at the things that he do in our lives, to, to know that these are things that he do. As like you say, as we go through the fire, if you find yourself in a pit, know that he has the ladder to let down.
Jesus, hallelujah, ooh, glory.
The storm is raging.
Jesus,
you know that he is the wind. He is the one that can cause the wind to cease in the middle of that storm. There's nothing that we go through that he cannot, that he is in control of everything. That he can do everything. And you know, some mountains that come before us, we can ask. He has told us we can ask the mountains to move into the sea. But there are some mountains that he wants to climb because he wants to take us higher and higher for us to see. So just know that if you are aligned with the God of our salvation, that's all I can say. That's all I can say.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So my sisters and brothers, whoever it may be, what I have for you is this. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Somebody, fear not, for he is with you. Be not dismayed, for he is your God. He will strengthen you. Yes, he will help you. As you come into alignment, as you say, yes, Lord, as you give him that renewed yes, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And then he reminds us that he will not give us more than we can bear. And so the joy of the Lord is your strength. So even when fear tries to grip you, you lift your hands and yet will I bless the Lord. Yet will I praise you. Yet will I magnify you. Yet will I exalt your holy name, God. Even now, fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. I bless his name. I honor him. Give him all praise, all glory for who he is. and how he continues to show himself faithful to those who have said, yes, Lord. There's a song that says, it asks, will your spirit, Jackie, you know what I'm thinking of? Will your spirit still say yes? Oh, you know what? Never mind. Yes, it's your kind of glory. You know what? Amen. I got it downloaded. It's in my brain from last night. That's what it is. Amen. So listen, y'all, whatever you do today, make sure God's getting the glory. We're going out with yes, Lord. Amen. With the Shekinah glory, yes. Yes. He wants a renewed yes. Coming into alignment.
Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really mean from me, would your heart and soul say yes? So
just say yes.
And tell the Lord yes.
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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I won't stray, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Made up in my mind.
Father, I'll do what you want me to do.
Yes, yes.
I'll say what you want me to say. I'll go if you lead me.
If you lead me, I'll go.
Jesus. Ooh, yes, Lord.
Come on, lift your hands and tell him yes. Tell him yes. Tell him yes. Hallelujah. All he wants is a yes.
Yes.
And we won't be afraid. There's no fear. Fear not. I want to do your will, Jesus. Oh, my soul says yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. My soul says yes, Jesus.
Yes.
He's saying there is more that I require of thee. Yes, Lord, there is more.
There is more that I require.
But he said, don't be afraid of men and their faces.
He's calling you higher.
Yes. out of your dry places.
Yes.
Mm. Come on, come on. Fear not, fear not, fear not.